Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Radius presents a new series called Sketchpad. The Sketchpad series is a monthly presentation of audio material that relates to content from previous episodes of Radius. The series highlights peripheral work that influences research and production. This programming is organized for the radio show Transmission Arts on WGXC 90.7, a program of Free 103.9.
Tune in Radius Sketchpad the fourth Saturday of every month at 2 p.m. on Free 103.9 online radio and WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in ACRA, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting the man responsible for, and I quote, the largest theft in Greene County history, end quote, willfully failed to pay back the victims of his multi-million dollar fraud scheme and could now spend up to 29 years in state prison, according to the state attorney general's office. Franklin Marone, 55, of Queens, also pleaded guilty to charges of perjury and false filing for submitting fraudulent financial disclosures. The AG office said Marone concealed assets from the court to avoid paying restitution. A former stockbroker, Marone stole more than $5.4 million between 1998 and 2004 from his fellow ski patrol members at Windham Mountain by concocting an elaborate investment fraud scheme. He was eventually convicted in 2004 of grand larceny and other charges and sentenced to 6 to 18 years in state prison. He was also ordered to pay more than $4.6 million in restitution to his 29 victims. Marone was released on parole in early 2014 and began missing his court-ordered restitution payments. The AG said a June 11th restitution hearing before Greene County Judge Terry Wilhelm resulted in a finding that he had, and I quote, willfully failed to pay restitution, end quote. Marone is being held in jail in lieu of a $100,000 bail pending his transfer to state prison. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Negotiations are underway between the Hudson Housing Authority and the Hudson Police Department for, and I quote, above baseline service. The grounds of Bliss Tower on North 2nd Street are part of routine police rounds, but there has been interest expressed for additional patrols. And because those additional patrols would require officers to work overtime, the Housing Authority would have to foot the bill. Board Chairman Alan Weaver said, and I quote, we're relying on the tenants as to where and when, end quote, the extra patrols will happen. HHA Executive Director Tim Matisse said the purpose of paying for more police time would be, and I quote, to control the crime that's in the building, end quote. Board Member Anthony Pastel, a former public defender now in private practice, said that stigmatizing Bliss is unfair. This is a wonderful place. There's a quiet minority victimized by a raucous element. Most crime is done by non-residents, end quote. The police, he said, should come for, and I quote, relationship building, end quote, and deterrence. Tenants have requested that extra police patrols be present 3 times a week. Tenant Commissioner Mary Decker announced tenants have requested that extra police patrols be present 3 times a week. She prefers Friday through Sunday during the evening. And she stated, and I quote, what we do not want is a security guard, end quote. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Tivoli's reconstructed Broadway Bridge was dedicated June 25th to the memory of former village trustee Bernard Bernie Teague. Dutchess County executive and Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro said Teague served the community with, and I quote, a fierce loyalty and tireless passion, end quote. Molinaro lauded Teague, noting his considerable contributions to village life. The bridge was originally built in 1929 and required major repair due to structural deficiencies. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amanda Fries is reporting for the Times Union. St. Gobain Performance Plastic and Honeywell International have agreed to pay Hoosick Falls nearly $200,000 for lost sewer and water revenues resulting from the PFOA contamination of its water supply. The Hoosick Falls Village Board June 25th unanimously approved an agreement for the companies to pay for the lost revenues from June 1st, 2015 through May 31st, 2018. This is the second such agreement the village has struck with the two companies this year. Village Mayor Rob Allen said, and I quote, we had our first settlement back in February where they reimbursed us for engineering and other costs. This will get us back to where we should have been with water and sewer revenue, and the process of negotiations will continue, end quote. Allen said the two agreed upon payments show the companies are willing to work and negotiate with the village. Neither of the agreements prevent the village from bringing additional pollution-related claims against the company. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Registered Democrats in the 19th Congressional District go to the polls June 26th to select who will run against incumbent U.S. Representative John Faso in November. Polls will be open from noon to 9 p.m. Only enrolled Democrats are able to participate in the Democratic primary. For polling locations, sample ballots, and other information in Greene County, call 518-719-3550 or go to greengovernment.com. In Columbia County, visit ColumbiaCountyNY.com or call 518-828-3115. The State Attorney General's office has established a hotline to troubleshoot a range of issues voters may encounter. Voters can get help by calling 800-771-7755 or emailing sybil.rights@ag.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather and more information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny afternoon with a temperature high near 77 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 49. Your forecast for the next 2 days. On Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly after 3 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 p.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. The temperature low for Wednesday night will be 63 degrees. And on Thursday, more showers and possibly a thunderstorm, a temperature high of 78 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of 63 degrees. And there you have your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. For news, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Tell us how you really feel.
You could tell us how you really feel. Fun fact, you could do that by calling a number. It's an easy number to call, 518-697-7400.
You can do that by sending us money.
You can tell us how it is.
Tell us what you really like about us.
Tell us how you feel.
You know, send us in, donate some money. And send us in some requests, and maybe we'll play them.
That's not a number for requests.
Oh, darn.
That's the wrong number for requests, so you can't do that. I mean, if you
is there
if
you a right do number it, for requests?
There
do
is
they
a right
just
number.
Call your home phone.
No, they could call a number for requests, but then really? There'd be two different numbers going. It's always hard to do requests during pledge drives.
That's very cool.
If you do a request, if you're like you have to play this song, then you could tell whoever picks up the phone, and then the person who picks up the phone could call here and be like, "You've got a request," and it's a whole ordeal.
Okay, so for now, let's just worry about the money.
The money, yeah, 518-69. You got to get us the money.
518-69. The money, Lebowski.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
The number is 518-697-7400. You can also go online from your smartphone or smart device or your dumb device, as the case may be. My parents just, quote-unquote, upgraded their smartphones to flip phones. And
Willie's coming.
We're going to talk about him quick. Man, Willie. He's just... Willie.
We're live on the radio right now. We're talking about you.
You got solo cups?
Yeah, I got cups.
You can't really put coffee in solo cups.
Why
not?
You can
put
coffee in anything you want.
Do you want me to go get more cups?
Kind of.
No, don't get more cups. No.
I'll get more cups.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'll get more cups. It's okay.
Okay.
We were just telling people about how you can go online from all sort of different devices to WGXC.org/donate.
Yep.
To donate.
Yep.
And I was also saying my parents just got flip phones, and they're actually able to very primitively browse the web on them.
Wow.
I was like, "Mom, what are you doing? You've been sitting there, like, going at it on your phone for, like, you know, 10 minutes. Like, I'm on Facebook."
What?
How are you on Facebook?
Who's on Facebook on a flip phone?
That thing looks like a technological fossil. That's it should be wild. In the natural...
That thing could only run MySpace.
It only has the space to run MySpace.
Like, that looks like it should be in the Technological History Museum in New York.
Jeez.
I could see that being something in Futurama.
Like it probably wouldn't be. Because that's just like, I mean, that's 1,000 years. That's a long time,
it's probably already in a museum.
Send in your answers now. Do you think 1,000 years is long enough to make a museum?
Where are you
going
to send in your answers? The number doesn't go to us, Sam. That it doesn't work.
It's a joke. Don't actually send in your answers.
Instead of sending in your answers, send in your money.
Okay.
Wait, where did my...
How many times am I going to say send in and you're going to correct me to money?
A lot, Sam. Okay. Right. Here we go. Here's something. If you do want to physically send something, if you enjoy sending physical documents, you can mail a check to 5662 Route 23, Akron, New York, 12405.
It's WGXC's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Help us raise $25,000 to keep creative community radio live and local in Greene and Columbia counties, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Call now, 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or visit our website at wgxc.org/donate. And make your one-time tax-deductible donation or become a sustaining monthly supporter. Do your part to celebrate great local radio here, there, and everywhere in your community.
What's your favorite local radio station?
WGXC.
Thank you. Yeah. What? You can come closer. Yeah, come on. I'm not going to bite. He might, but I'm not going to. You know Kamal?
Oh, no, but I love your show.
Oh, there you go. Hey, hey, hey. Well, which show do you like more? Wednesday or Thursday?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. You can, I can take it. I can take it. I can take it.
Ours.
You know, this is...
I guess. How often have they had you on the show? How often have they had you on?
Well,
whenever you want.
Oh, now it's whenever you want. Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Stu.
Stu.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I hear you're going to go into farming, or already into farming.
Yeah, I'm into farming already.
Yeah. So, Michelle, in case you know, is Michelle Hughes, who is the coordinate local? I forget
National
your
title. Young
National Young Farmers Market. I know.
Get it right.
I yeah. know. I know.
It's a lot of people want to call us association, but we're a coalition of farmers from all around the country.
All around the country. The entire country, Kamal.
Wow.
The entire country. And not old farmers. Screw those old farmers.
Well, no.
No.
We want to help them, too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, a lot of them are retiring and want to retire and transition out.
Transition out.
Like,
land stays in that. That's what we
and
want.
We can continue to have good food. Like you have
my fiance.
I bet you you're here to give money to your favorite local radio station.
I always do give.
Okay.
And we appreciate it.
And have you this time?
No, not yet.
Well, you might. Oh, in case you're wondering why that sounds funny, this lady is eating an apple while she's talking to us.
No.
And drinking coffee. What?
Are we on the radio?
Yes, we are.
We're live.
Live. So this is how you don't even need a microphone anymore. You can do it with a little phone like this. Isn't that amazing? I know. People our age don't get it. The young people understand it. Wait. Oh, you mean you're younger than me? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm beyond.
I'm 75.
Oh, really? My expiration date ran a while back. But I'm hanging in. So, what? Questions?
The shirts.
$20, and the one's yours.
And can I see what it looks like?
Which one? They've got different, I think. Oh, yeah, we got all different kinds.
Oh, they're all different?
Well, is that okay? I don't know. You got a choice.
Really have to make a decision.
This one?
Yeah.
This is sort of the hippie version, or the kind of California beach version. This is my favorite in semaphore. Semaphore, that's pretty cool, don't you think? And that's a small. That's got your name on it.
Yeah, but
those are the three styles. We have shirts here, folks. $20 a piece for your contribution to WGXC.
Thank
you
so much.
Oh, you scared me. Yeah.
I have to watch my language.
That was my favorite part of the show.
Okay, Stu.
Yeah.
But what's your name so I can make sure you do it?
Nora.
Lynn, make sure somebody named Nora contributes.
Sam's a good friend of mine.
Sam Sebring?
Yes.
Sam Sebring, not in the house. We love Sam. What?
What's your name?
Tom.
Are you Tom?
No, I'm not Tom Rowe.
Okay.
Oh, no, not the great Tom on high. I'm the great Tom on low. The Thursday afternoon Tom.
Thursday Tom.
And the Wednesday, Wednesday Slay Diddy. You know the Wednesday afternoon show?
No.
You don't listen to that? Some people think it's the best show on the air.
It is. Could be biased.
Yeah, it could be biased. Hello, sir. Have you contributed to your favorite local radio station?
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit
of WGXC.
Listen, each and every one of you out there, let me tell you,
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big is out of you and me.
WGXC
is everywhere, man. He's in everything.
Chatham High School, Hudson High School, John L. Edwards Primary School in Hudson, Kara Durham High School, Catskill High School, are some of the schools WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in everybody.
WGXC.
He's in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers.
WGXC.
He's in Nutty Buddies.
WGXC.
He's in your mom. He's in everybody.
Blue Plate Restaurant in Chatham, the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, Kellner Cafe at the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, Hilo in Catskill, and Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson are some of the restaurants WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got
WGXC
in them too.
WGXC
is in everybody out there. Everybody's got
WGXC
in them.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big ease is out of you and me.
Caro Town Park, Oakdale Lake in Hudson, Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill, some of the parks that WGXC has broadcast from.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king.
Cairo Town Hall, Hudson City Hall, the Greene County Legislature, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors are some of the town halls WGXC has broadcast from. Chatham Library, the Cairo Library, the Catskill Library, the Hudson Library, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of
WGXC
inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up.
WGXC.
Heal me. Save me.
WGXC.
The Hudson Farmers Market, the Catskill Farmers Market, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right. You got that
WGXC
inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to
donate.
Everybody got to
donate.
Sing like the king. Uh-huh.
The Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, the Stair Galleries in Hudson, Magpie Bookstore in Catskill, Rita Bowers Resort in Round Top, Stack's Pub in Cairo, M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, Hudson Lodge, Half Moon in Hudson, the Beverly in Kingston, the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, and the Cannonball Factory in Hudson are some of the businesses WGXC has broadcast from.
Uh-huh, like the king. Uh-huh, get that leg going now. Uh-huh, and get your lip too. Uh-huh.
Columbia Greene Memorial Hospital, the Greene County Council on the Arts, Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, Catskill Senior Center, the Catskill Community Center, the Hudson Youth Center, the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, and Basilica Hudson are some of the nonprofits WGXC has broadcast from.
Uh-huh. Everybody! Uh-huh. Yeah, we're rocking now.
Uh-huh. WGXC.
This is with us. He's uh-huh. with us and he's speaking to us. He says, peoples! Uh-huh. He says, peoples! Uh-huh. Everybody! Everybody gotta
donate.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to
WGXC.
News everywhere.
WGXC.
News everything.
WGXC.
News everybody.
WGXC.
News still the king.
WGXC.
Well, thank you, man.
Okay, people are kibitzing.
There's Dee Dee Barrett.
There's Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett. Dee Dee Barrett, would you like to come over and talk? We're live on the air at WGXC. So keep it clean. You want to? You don't want your. You don't want your supporters to like abandon you.
I definitely don't want my supporters.
We're going to get a contribution from Dee Dee Barrett herself.
Yes.
The Dee Dee Barrett.
Yes.
No. Well, I thought we were.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We're raising funds for WGXC, your favorite local community radio station. And today we're out here at the farmers market with station celebrities. Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Kamal Johnson, and yours truly, Tom DiGiorgio, and the station manager, Lynn Sloniker. We're here, folks, live at the Hudson Farmers Market. Bumper sticker.
Support your local radio station.
There you go. Right from the assemblywoman's mouth.
Exactly.
And that's an order.
We may have to record that part.
Yes.
We need to support free and open press, free and open media here in our country more than ever. So
there you have it, folks.
Local radio station.
There you have it.
Thank you.
Spoken from above, so to speak.
Not above, of the people.
Of the people.
Of the
by
people.
The people. That's right. That's what all us politicians say.
Can I use this one, too?
Yeah, you can take anything there.
I just want to put one on my...
Oh, that's not
that's
a card.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want one
card.
Yeah. See, this one has... that. You recognize that? That's Rip Van Winkle there.
Yes, I recognize
you did?
Rip
I didn't.
Everywhere.
I criticized it when I
you
saw it.
You thought it was somebody called Acra?
I thought it was a tree. I didn't see the Rip Van Winkle thing. Then I saw the pipe.
It took,
yeah,
and
well, that's why you're an assemblywoman, and I'm just a local...
You're
just a gallery
resident. Good luck, guys.
Thank you, Dee Dee. That was Dee Dee Barrett, folks. Our assemblywoman. Who supports WGXC?
Yes.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492 to leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community. Tune in to All Together Now, WGXC's collaborative hour-long news show at 6 p.m. featuring local...
Hi, I'm Thomas from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Atra.
Hey, everybody. We're the Game Hoarders. We're on every Thursday from 3:30 to 4.
We're invading your airwaves. Come on, it would be fun.
I'm not always there, but when I am, you get to hear my epic voice.
On WGXC 90.7 FM.
Where you listen to all the best music and you can definitely hear us invading.
We're better.
From the WGXC newsroom, this
is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. At the June 14th Chatham Village Board meeting, village accountant Robert Patterson advised that a private audit of the village finances could cost as much as $30,000. Patterson also said if state auditors reviewed the books, they would just review internal systems and, he said, those, and I quote, are fine, end quote. Patterson also explained during the public meeting that the board can lend money from the general fund to the water and sewer department to cover the existing deficit, but the funds would have to be repaid. The village is currently running a deficit of approximately $370,000 for water and sewer services. Village Treasurer Barbara Henry said using funds from the general fund would suffice for the short term as long as the village is taking some action to increase revenue for water and sewer services. She said the state wants to see, and I quote, the village is doing something to reduce the deficit, end quote. In May, the village increased water and sewer rates by 65%, effective June 1st. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Dan Freeman is reporting for the Times Union on the SNAP work requirement contained in the federal bill that U.S. Representative John Faso voted for last week. The measure passed the House June 21st on a narrow 213 to 211 vote. As approved, the measure would expand the already existing work requirements for able-bodied recipients under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. Anyone between the ages of 18 and 59 would be mandated to work or to participate in job training for at least 20 hours a week. The new bill raises the previous age limit by 10 years from 49 to 59. A Congressional Budget Office analysis of the bill found it would result in trimming $9 billion nationwide from the program over a decade. Other estimates say it would result in 1 million people losing the benefit. The House version of the bill, Friedman writes, and I quote, is likely to get roughed up in the Senate, end quote, where Democrat votes would be required to win approval. Agriculture Committee member Kirsten Gillibrand said she would fight to keep the House SNAP measure out of the Senate bill. She said, and I quote, I am disturbed that House Republicans, including some from our own state, want to make it even harder for struggling families to put food on the table. And I think this plan is a blatant example of how out of touch Congress is about poverty in our country, end quote. In response to the criticism, Faso said, and I quote, this doesn't reduce eligibility for SNAP. It simply says you should be in training or at work to receive benefits, if able-bodied. This is not grapes of wrath, end quote. With 2.8 million recipients, New York has the fourth largest SNAP population in the nation. About 60% of New York SNAP recipients live in New York City. In Faso's 19th congressional district, 10% of the population receives SNAP compared to 15% statewide. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting a bill that would allow the use of medical marijuana in the state of New York to be expanded is now awaiting Governor Andrew Cuomo's signature. The measure was approved by the state legislature before the end of the legislative session last week. At present, medical marijuana may be prescribed to treat chronic pain, but the legislation would allow its use for episodic pain. The bill was sponsored by Republican State Senator George Amador. Amador said, and I quote, someone who may have been going through maybe a torn rotator cuff or a certain type of medical condition, now a doctor could be allowed the use of medical marijuana to treat that type of pain as an alternative to an opiate that they would typically go and prescribe, end quote. The measure would also allow medical marijuana to be used as an alternative to Suboxone to wean an addicted person from an opiate. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Glenn Blaine is reporting for the Daily News. Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro, June 22nd, called for an end to state-funded corporate welfare. Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, promised to overhaul New York's, and I quote, failed and bloated economic development programs, end quote, and stop the flow of discretionary tax dollars to individual corporations. Molinaro said at a press conference held at the state capitol, and I quote, we will not authorize cutting checks to businesses, end quote. The Tivoli Republican said he would still support tax breaks for businesses so long as they were part of a broad-based effort. He said, and I quote, the way, in my opinion, that you grow jobs in the state of New York is you reduce costs and you make it easier for businesses to thrive, end quote. Following Molinaro's comments, Cuomo campaign officials labeled him a hypocrite. They said he applauded Cuomo's economic development efforts in 2012 when the state helped retailer Gap Incorporated expand its Dutchess County Distribution Center with $1 million worth of tax credit. And you can read the full story in the New York Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Hi, this is Sam Sebrin calling from the Athens Senior Center, which is where voting is taking place for districts 1 and 3 in the village of Athens today for the Democratic primary. I'm here working as chairman election inspector and just calling in to give a report on the numbers so far. I think it's, what time is it now? Well, it's after 5 sometime. And we have, I believe, it's a total number possible of 478 people registered. However, I don't know the reason for this, but we were given a total of 250 ballots. I would have to ask my bosses about that discrepancy. And so far, I believe we just had voter number 99 since noon today, opening at noon today. And some friends who are voting, who are working as poll workers out in the town for districts 2 and 4 of Athens were here roughly an hour and a half or 2 hours ago, and they had only had 6 voters by that point. So it seems like the voter turnout is a little low. And just reporting into that, and also mentioning for everyone listening out there to please support your community radio station and give what you can right now to keep this kind of open resource where anyone can call in a message like I'm doing now from their community and tell what's going on. And how incredible is that, that we have this resource. Let's keep it going, folks. And all right, that's the report from Athens. Have a great night. Signing out, Sam.
This is that time once again. And just like any station that relies on listener support, you know, we got to remind you that it's just about that time. So do it to create a better local community. Do it for any reason whatsoever. Even if you don't listen that much, you can donate out of the principle, you know. This is the day during we have consolidation of media is a big problem. You've got, in my opinion... And, you know, you have a lot of stations and TV stations and companies being bought up by larger companies and conglomerate. And that's it, you know. It's like you could look at a box of Ritz crackers and it's not Ritz crackers anymore or Nabisco or whatever it is. It's you know, it's probably Unilever or Mondelez or some, you know, giant, you know, mega global conglomerate corporation. So we are independent. We answer to nobody but you and your mama and your papa and your brother and your sister and your neighbors. You guys are our brothers and sisters and our mothers and fathers. And, you know, that's what we do. We don't have commercials. You know, we don't have sponsors telling us, we're going to pull our advertising if you talk about Donald Trump that way. So... That's awesome. You know, you're going to hear real opinions on the station. You're going to hear real feelings, real emotions from people who live right near you. Or if you're a visitor here, people who you might see down the street, people who you might see at the Spotty Dog or at the Carolina House or at Chatham Brewery or Crossroads Brewery or any of these places. I got breweries on my mind. Tonight I'm going to S&S Brewery in Nassau. I've never been there, and I'm very excited. You know, some of these farmers are starting to turn to beer because milk, again, with companies being bought up by each other, it's not profitable for a lot of local farmers to be dairy farmers anymore. So you got people, farmers, like, doing beer, and that's great. I'm really very fine with that. But anyway, there's just so much going on around here. So yeah, I've heard great things about S&S Brewery in Nassau. It's like way hard to find and tucked away, and it's like on this guy's land, and it's his own 6 generations. They own this farm and finally switched from dairy to beer. We've had a beer show on this station before from the Kenny from Crossroads. There's just so much going on. And another great feature of WGXC to just illustrate why the station is valuable and important is our community calendar of events. Our website is the best place, really, literally the best place to see what's going on in Greene and Columbia County. Don't forget that. So in addition to the, you know, just in the moment, like enjoying listening to this radio station, check out the calendar of events because there's an endless array of things that are happening around this area. So go to wavefarm.org or wgxc.org, and before or after you donate, click on calendar, and you'll see so much going on.
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400 or go to wgxc.org online. Hey there, have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXE?
No.
Would you like to? You have to, a check or it's two a, check?
Now I'm pushing her a lot of what I'm interested in knowing is how is it going at the church and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
And a beautiful new. I should
let you.
Yeah, because you got to watch your language. Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
Looking over the T-shirts, we have T-shirts for sale. And here we are, WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh, Slay Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, Larry, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was happy
like
to
that
see
one?
Where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not. Oh.
That's yay. Oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, see? Caught her eye. That's right. We got
you. Do you see who's
oh, no, no, no. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Big Vern.
How much coffee do you have today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern saying we are great today.
Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, June the 26th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Harley Davidson hitting the road with some motorcycle production over Trump tariffs. Also on the Tuesday rundown, navigating digital solutions in the age of big tech.
and BLM open houses on changes to the sage-grouse plan. Now our top story, production of Harley-Davidson motorcycles sold in Europe will move from U.S. factories to facilities overseas. Yahoo News reports that's as a consequence of the retaliatory tariffs the EU is imposing on American exports and the escalating trade war with the Trump administration. Yahoo notes that Trump tweeted Monday he's surprised that Harley-Davidson was first to wave the white flag in the tariff dispute. A Harley-Davidson spokesman said the company had nothing to say in response to Trump's tweet beyond its filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Meantime, a top White House trade official downplayed reports that the Trump administration was making plans to block Chinese investments in American tech companies on Monday. USA Today says confusion over the administration's China trade policy related to tech caused a sell-off that pushed the Dow down nearly 500 points before it recovered and finished down 1.3%. Stories of kids being forcibly separated from parents adding fuel to the fire for advocacy groups in Ohio already fighting for the rights of immigrants. Mary Sherman has our report.
After widespread outrage over separations along the southern U.S. border, GOP leaders vowed to end the practice. And last week, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to end separations. The Intercommunity Justice and Peace Center in Cincinnati is among the organizations in Ohio working to help elevate the voices of immigrant communities, and program manager Samantha Searles says a solution is not that easy, since there are policies that separate families here in Ohio.
A lot of people may not realize that family separation has been happening for months, if not years now, through ICE activity, and it's recently been increasing. So regardless of what's happening on the border, there are still families being separated by our immigration system.
IJPC is hosting an event tonight to discuss current policies and educate community members on how they can advocate for immigrants.
And as the Federal Trade Commission seeks ideas on how to better police big tech, Roz Brown reports a newly launched nonprofit is helping existing small business access digital tools.
The FTC will hold from 15 to 20 meetings between September and January to assess the need for new laws aimed at consumer privacy and marketplace competition. Jake Ward is president of Connected Commerce Council, or 3C. He says regulations aimed at big tech could have the unintended consequence of hurting small businesses that rely on digital tools and services to grow and succeed. He believes the proper digital tools, resources, and training can improve efficiency for a small business and increase their potential for success.
The benefit of these platforms, these tools, and these technologies to today's small businesses is remarkable. They grow faster, they run more efficiently, they make more money, they last longer.
In 2018, a study by Deloitte Professional Services found that small businesses with high levels of digital engagement earn twice as much revenue per employee.
Wise says that small businesses are helping drive the world's economy more than ever. Digital tools such as web building software, social media, and data analytics help them remain competitive on the world stage. Concerns being raised about cuts to the programs in the latest version of the Farm Bill that could undermine farmers' progress on sustainable agriculture. The controversial bill passed by only two votes in the U.S. House last week, with all Democrats opposed. It would eliminate the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, and cut conservation funding by $5 billion. Anna Johnson is with the Iowa-based Center for Rural Affairs. She says the CSP has been part of the Farm Bill since 2002.
It allows farmers and ranchers to continue to be producing on their land while also instituting the conservation practices that are most helpful and most relevant for their operations.
The American Farm Bureau sees the bill as a big win for farmers because it makes improvements to risk management and crop insurance programs. The Senate expected to take up its version of the bill this week, and the two will be combined for a vote ahead of a September 30th deadline. And finally, Eric Gladys tells us the Bureau of Land Management holds open house meetings in Colorado this week on proposed changes to the Greater Sage-Grouse Management Plan.
The plan was created by a host of stakeholders over several years to keep the bird off the endangered species list after its populations have declined by as much as 95% from historic levels. Suzanne O'Neill with the Colorado Wildlife Federation thinks the agency's proposal to allow oil and gas production inside the bird's most sensitive habitat areas would be a big step backwards.
Now that BLM proposes to amend the plan, Coloradans really need to ensure that the changes do not imperil the health of the greater sage grouse and also the many other species that depend upon healthy sagebrush habitat.
New maps suggest the Trump administration is making good on its promise to prioritize fossil fuel development.
Today's open house kicks off at 5 at the BLM field office in Silt. If you are in Colorado, they'll also be meeting on Wednesday at the Moffat County Fairgrounds. Public comments on the proposed changes are being accepted through August the 2nd. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny afternoon with a temperature high near 77 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 49. Your forecast for the next 2 days. On Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly after 3 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 p.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. The temperature low for Wednesday night will be 63 degrees. And on Thursday, more showers and possibly a thunderstorm, a temperature high of 78 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of 63 degrees. And there you have your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. For news, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
Tune in the early morning hours of Wednesday, June 27th, to Transmission Arts on the Air, with the Vital Weekly Show at 1 a.m., and the Watt from Pedro Show from Mike Watt, 2 a.m., Radio News at 5 a.m., overnight on Wave Farm Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Wednesday, June 27th, WGXC's Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive continues with the WGXC Morning Show, hosted by Tom Rowe live in the Acra Studio from 9 to 11 a.m., followed by the Hudson Cafe with Maria Manhattan from 11 until noon, live in Hudson. She'll be followed by a live pledge drive edition of the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggen. He'll be offering up a collection of record and CD premiums in support of WGXC's Radio Everywhere pledge drive. Joan E. Hunt from Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood will be joining the WGXC Drive Time afternoon show from 4 to 6. And later on, after the news hour at 7 o'clock, Everything All the Time with Rob Van Erve, live in the Hudson studio till 9:30.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
That was the song Last Call from the Woodstock-based band Spliffs, a 2018 local release.
But we have been lucky to be on Bound by Books for many, many years. So Bound by Books was one of the shows when WGXC first launched way back when. And we've had changes in the youth on the show, obviously, because youth grow up. And sometimes they move. But yeah, we've had continuous youth voices on the radio on Bound by Books ever since the start. And there's also other great radio shows hosted by youth on WGXC. Because WGXC is great.
Yeah.
They give space for youth voices as well as other community voices. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help do our part to help keep WGXC on the air, so that more and more and more youth voices can be heard every day on the radio here in Columbia Greene County and elsewhere. It's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive here at WGXC. And we're trying to reach, or striving to reach, or going to reach a goal of $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air throughout the year. And our daily goal is
$2,100.
And we're hoping some people listening out there will help us reach this daily goal and help us reach the greater goal to keep WGXC going strong. And so we're asking people out there, if you care about community radio, youth voices on the radio, bookish radio, hands-on radio, listener-supported radio.
For that reason, call 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate to donate your generosity.
Yeah, and every amount counts. Could be... Any? It could be a quarter. I don't know if you can donate a quarter online. Oh, yeah. But if you had a quarter in your pocket and you stopped by, you could donate it.
Yeah.
If you have $1 million in your pocket, you could donate that too.
That would be very helpful.
We like both. but yeah,